We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85-plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code NEWS at Kachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at kachava.com, code NEWS.
Food, fun places in the mayhem of life. And we've got mayhem, some snow mayhem moving into the area. The picture is starting to come into focus, and that's a weather picture that's bringing with it a whole bunch of snow. And for some, it'll be heavy, wet snow, and for some might even be rain. We've got the details. We'll go to the weather map. We'll talk to Frankie in Nova Scotia. Wow, we'll get a weather report from him. Welcome to the Beach House Beach Bunker for a Thursday. Lights are on, chairs are set up, and we are good to go. Ready for takeoff. Who's ready to hit the beach? We're going overseas to our beach today. We're going to be visiting Greece. So get your skivvies on and let's get ready to go. Coffee is on. It's whiskey day today. We might need whiskey. With all the stuff going on in the world, it's fitting that it's whiskey day. I hope your Thursday's off to a good start. I'm Tyler Glenn, and thanks for joining the show. It's good to have you here, and the weekend is almost here, and we're into spring. You would think that it's spring based on what we saw yesterday, weather-wise. The sun was shining. Winnipeg saw double digits. They got up to 10. I think we topped out at 8 yesterday. It was a beautiful day. That's just but a memory now, because we've got a whole bunch of snow headed our way, especially north of the Trans-Canada Highway. Now, the picture is coming into focus now. The picture looks like this. If you are north of the Trans-Canada Highway, and basically, if you are east of Brandon, you're going to get hit with this 10 to 20 centimeters of snow. Now, in Brandon, in Verdun, west of the city, it's a bit more of a crapshoot. There could be some heavy, wet snow. Could even be rain in the far southwest corner. I've been looking at the U.S. Weather Service reports for Botno, Dunseith, Minot, and they're calling for freezing rain down around the U.S. border. So again, the further north you get, the more snow accumulations you're going to have. And forecasters on this side of the border are saying that up around Riding Mountain National Park, that's the area where you could see over 20 centimeters of snow. Winds will also pick up, and this sucks. I hate the winds that come along with this. 70 kilometer an hour winds that will be steady through tonight and even into tomorrow. So tomorrow is really the day where we've got to keep an eye on things as far as travel is concerned. And, of course, we'll keep you updated on that. Not going to last all that long. Should blow through by Friday evening. If you still have weekend plans, you may be traveling Saturday morning as opposed to Friday. But the rest of the weekend is looking pretty decent, actually. We're expecting a high of -6 on Saturday in the cloud. Sunday, the sunshine is back to start the week. Although still below normal until Wednesday when we return to our normal daytime high of +4 degrees. Frankie in Nova Scotia, give us the update.
My old TV station live in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Snowstorm is headed towards Winnipeg, Manitoba on Thursday, March the 27, 2025. It's going to bring 10 to 15 centimeters of snow in Winnipeg and the surrounding areas. It's going to bring a whole lot of snow in Port Angel Prairie, Morden, Manitoba, Brandon, Manitoba, and Vern, then Manitoba, and the surrounding areas as well. It's going to bring a lot of snow in Winnipeg and the surrounding areas, including southern Manitoba communities near the U.S. border. It's going to bring a lot of snow. Winds are going to be really strong. It's going to cause blow and drift, and so reduced visibility, dangerous to treacherous driving conditions. It's going to bring a lot of snow in Winnipeg, Manitoba, and surrounding areas as well. Streets, roads, highways, and trains can't highway will be snow covered in Winnipeg and the surrounding areas, including Morden, Manitoba, Brandon, Manitoba, Port Angel Prairie, and the surrounding communities as well. People in Winnipeg, be prepared. Have your winter boots, winter jackets, hats and gloves, scarves, ski pants is ready. Order pizzas and order Chinese food. Buy cases of Pepsi, buy cases of Coke. Do it, grocery shopping. Don't wait till last minute.
Chinese food.
Right now. Make sure your smartphone, cell phone, laptops, tablet, charge. Every 3G, 4G, 5G, email, to your ready as well. When a drive car, take a drive, drive car, slow down. So don't get in car accidents. We'll go for a walk.
We warned you about this yesterday, Frankie. You're speeding up.
Make sure your furnace and heat pumps are ready. Turn on your furnace and heat pumps, keep those warm. Drink lots of green tea, white tea, red tea. Drink lots of green tea to keep you warm. Have your extra blankets, rain keep you warm as well. Make sure if your shovel, snow scoop, snow blower, snow plow, salt truck is ready as well. If you have anybody living in Winnipeg, Manitoba, be prepared for major snowstorm on Thursday, March 27, 2025. Take care, stay safe. Don't kick out a major snowstorm. Stay.
Thanks.
Warm, be safe.
Thanks, Frankie. So you heard it from Frankie. He said, order Chinese food. He gets excited at the end of his forecast, and he gets really fast. And he's saying buy Chinese food. Apparently that is good for surviving these big storms. Also, check your furnace, have your blankets ready, and have your snow pants ready. I love Frankie. Frankie McDonald from Sydney, Nova Scotia, the Weather Network. These models are a little bit, they're calling it a bizarre spring snowstorm. Bizarre.
I'm not going to gatekeep this snowfall forecast. Let's talk about who's seeing the highest amounts. Note the dark purples, the dark blues, 10 to 20 centimeters across Edmonton into Saskatoon, even possibly Winnipeg. We really get going with this storm through Thursday morning across northern sections of Alberta, north of Red Deer. And then right along the Yellowhead Highway is where the heaviest moisture and precipitation will continue to fall. So Thursday evening, also into Winnipeg, we'll see it linger for your Friday morning, with even possibly some ice pellets south of Winnipeg. By the time we get through the end of the day Friday, things really winding down.
So there you go. This will be over by Friday supper time. Even with the snow, they'll be appreciating their customers at Headley's Health Hut. Tomorrow is Customer Appreciation Day, and they've got demos set all day. Don't forget, he is back. Mr. Kombucha is back. From Prism Kombucha, Neil is going to be there, and we showed you yesterday how he's going to have his table set up with all kinds of samples. Check out Prism Kombucha, part of the demos. Fans of protein, they're good protein. They're going to be demoing it tomorrow. So for absolutely free, you can come and try a delicious, dense shake designed to curb your sweet cravings, give your body everything it needs, the gift baskets and the prizes. It is all happening tomorrow, rain or shine, snow or hail. They love their customers at Headley's Health Hut. Of course, your destination for supplements, herbs, vitamins, gluten-free, sugar-free snacks. 1314 Richmond Avenue, formerly at the Shoppers Mall. They're now in a bright, beautiful new building on Richmond, east of Murray GM. As I was mentioning, those flatbread pizzas at Tim's, a quick reminder that the Wheat Kings start their playoff run tomorrow in Lethbridge, and there's going to be a Wheat Kings bus leaving Tim Hortons next week to go to see the games in Verdun. And so what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to call the Wheat Kings office sometime today or by end of day tomorrow so that you can get your seat on the playoff bus to Verdun. This is going to be a lot of fun. This is going to be good. You don't have to worry about driving. They're going to meet at the Tim Hortons over on 18th Street Tuesday, 7 p.m. And for game 4, Wednesday at 7 p.m. Have lots of fun to see the Brandon Wheat Kings do their part to beat Lethbridge in this year's WHL playoffs. And our friends at Epla Office, if you're looking for some legal assistance because you're maybe expanding your business, they do corporate law. If you're planning for the future, looking at changing or redoing your will, or maybe you don't have a will, boy, it's a great place to start. Just with a quick call or DM to Andrea at App Law Office. The crew at App Law Office, you will find them over on 18th Street across from the RBC, that beautiful blue building there at Unit A, 642 18th. Spring break is set to get underway. Oh, spring break now just a couple of days away. And today is Whiskey Day, a day to celebrate a drink enjoyed by millions around the world. However, we have some weird things happening in the world of politics and trade. So, you know, my usual Jack Daniels is not part of the repertoire these days, but that's okay. I should be cutting back anyway. And there's always other whiskeys to enjoy. Happy Whiskey Day. Do you like whiskey? What kind of whiskey do you like to drink? Is there a kind that I should be trying? John says I'm a big fan of Irish whiskeys. Tullamore Dew is a gooder. Denise says Gibson Sterling is my go-to, and it's made in Canada. George says, I'm not picky. Any single malt. Tracy did the right thing and sent me some whiskey. Ah, picture of it anyway. Seagram's 83. Seagram's 83, good Canadian whiskey right there. I'm a fan of Crown Royal. I haven't had it in a while. Nadine says Crown Royal is awesome. Made right here in Manitoba, not that far from us. If we've got some Sunseekers watching from outside Manitoba, it is not that far. Gimli, Manitoba makes it. How cool is that? Good morning, Debbie. Just logging in, listening to your weather and feeling sad. Well, don't feel sad, Debbie. System's not going to last all that long. It'll blow in and blow out just as quickly as it arrived. It'll all be good. A little bit of moisture, liquid gold for our farmers as they're getting ready to seed. They'll dust off the snow. This farming in Manitoba. Dust the snow off the combine and fire, not the combine, the seeder. Dust the snow off the seeder there, Charles. Let's get it going. And then they dust the snow off and then off they go to seed. And it's the same thing at harvest time. You brush the snow off the combine, go take off the field. Trev says Delmore. Ooh, fancy. Delmore whiskey comes with a with deer. Delmore whiskey. What's the story behind that one? Ooh, that's a nice one. Nice bottle. The Delmore, aged 12 years. Drank by very rich people. My favorite whiskey is the one that's on sale. What's cheap? Psst.
Hey, don't go in the liquor store. Come over here, kid.
Kid, I'm like 50. Shut up. I got something in the trunk of my car. Come here. Smells like gasoline.
Doesn't matter. It's cheap. And you're broke, so come here.
These are milk jugs. These are... I shouldn't be over here. What are you doing?
Yeah. Give this to you, Chuck. Give it to you on the cheap.
But I might go blind. Old Chickie says, I like Crown Royal. 40 Creek says, Trev, 40 Creek is also very good. Cindy would like to have some Crown Royal salted caramel. Now, the thing about Crown Royal being made in Gimli is incredibly disappointing to me. It's incredibly disappointing. I'm very proud that that whiskey is made here in Canada. It is world famous. You can go to Las Vegas, Paris, London, Tokyo. You go to a bar and you see Crown Royal on the shelf and you go, wow, that is amazing. That is one of the most famous things ever to come out of Manitoba is Crown Royal. But I'm so disappointed that I had gone to Gimli through the pandemic, and it was a beautiful trip. We couldn't leave the province, so we went to Gimli on a vacation, and I went to the distillery. I went out there and thought, you know, we're gonna spend a day out at the distillery checking this place out. It's going to be amazing. They'll take me on a tour, and I'm going to get a shirt, and they'll probably have sampling. It's going to be amazing. For the most part, the trip was really amazing. Beautiful hotel. If you ever get a chance to go to Gimli, I can't wait to get back there. Beautiful, beautiful spot. So glad that that trip happened, actually. And the fish there is off the charts. That's a totally different story. Back to the distillery, because I'm there for the booze. This is Crown Royal headquarters. So we load the family up. And I got the Google Maps. I'm like, take me there, man. And I'm out in the middle of nowhere, north of Gimli, to the northwest. And I'm getting closer. And I'm thinking to myself, wait, there's no signs. There's no billboards. If this was America, there'd be a friggin' whoop, whoop, whoop. You are 5 miles away from whiskey goodness. But no, in Canada, it's...
We're sorry. It's just ahead. We're sorry. Just keep driving. It's just straight ahead.
For a minute there, I turn left. I see this big brown building, big brown stack, inconspicuous. It looks like an agricultural mill. Really, I thought that maybe it was like a flour mill or something like that. And so we're driving. I blow past it. And Trace goes, I think that was it. I'm like, no, that's not it. Look at that place. Oof. That's like they manufacture flour in there, or is lumber or something like that. Look at that place. We're driving and driving. There's nothing there. There's nothing. I look at my phone. Yeah, sure enough, I passed it. That was it. And so I turn around. I'm thinking, oh, well, you know, they want to be inconspicuous. This is Crown Royal. It's hollow ground. The place where the magic happens. And I pull into the parking lot. Tons of security. Sign that says something to the effect that they're
Welcome to the distillery. They're, you know, tours have to be prearranged through blah, 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 blah. Very formal. And the offices are not for, you know, tourists, so to speak. I was so disappointed. I was even scared to take a picture in the parking lot. I thought, uh-oh, I might get arrested or something like that. And, I mean, it is a proprietary place, too. Keep in mind that they are selling one of the greatest alcohols on the planet, and they want to keep a lot of that secret. And I could see through the window that in their main lobby, they had all the different flavors of Crown Royal in the lobby. Their secretary works where there, you know, there's people coming and going. It was a place of business. It didn't look very touristy at all. And I thought to myself, man, you know what Gimli needs to do? They need to just take the bull by the horns and open some kind of tourist shop. Janine says Crown Royal Peach with iced tea, great summer quencher. I had it on that trip. So I left the distillery. I was disappointed. I went to the liquor store and I talked to them in Gimli, the liquor store on Main Street there, and said, what's the deal? You guys make one of the world's most beloved products. No souvenir shop, no place to dump my cash, no place to get a souvenir bottle. What are you doing? But it is so stereotypically Canadian. It is so modest. It's like, we don't need to prove anything to anybody. We don't need to tell and everybody knows. It's Crown Royal. Yeah, but it's an opportunity to make some cash. Actually, you know what? Here, take a look at this. This is actually a promo video of somebody going out there. This was like my journey. This is a lot fancier, though. I had the family truckster. This is a nice little car. But look at this. It's out in the middle of nowhere. Here it is. That's Gimli. That's beautiful. Beautiful. You've got to see Gimli. That's the lake. Beautiful hotel. Beautiful. So you're out in the middle of nowhere, and you're driving by these farms. You're thinking, I've gone too far. Where is this place? Where did they make the booze? And then there it is. there it is. And I'm like, what? And check this out. They got, and that's what I wanted to see. I wanted to see all the big barrels. And so Crown apparently was made for the royals. It was a gift.
So Crown Royal was created in 1939. And it was a gift for King George VI and his wife, Queen Elizabeth. It was a pretty big deal because that was the first time royalty had visited since Canada had become an independent nation. And a blend of our finest whiskeys were put together as a gift for the King and Queen. And Crown Royal was born.
And it's a whiskey that the Canadians are incredibly proud of, the heritage, right?
Absolutely. Not only do you taste that in every sip, but to me, it embodies the essence of Canada as well.
Anyone that drinks, it feels like royalty.
Absolutely, as you should.
I wanted to see the barrels. I wanted to go. Oh, I'd like to have one of those barrels. There's a lot of whiskey sitting there. There's a lot of money sitting there, too. But do they get any? And then they're going to taste some of it. But there's the facility from the air. That's it. You know, the barrels are sitting there in those warehouses. And there's the factory. But that lake is gorgeous. If you get a chance to go up to Gimli, man, I recommend it. And somebody in Gimli, please get some kind of tourist shop or something there. Old Chicky says, doesn't Gimli have a big festival every year? It's a Viking festival, not a whiskey festival, which would have been a great idea. Whiskey days. Can you imagine whiskey days? But, you know, when I talk to people in Gimli, they're like, they're very low key. They're very, very low key. This program starts April 1st. A free gas card, free Shell gas card when booking a multi-point inspection, either on its own or with any service through the month of April. Now, we're still a few days away. It doesn't start till Tuesday. But keep that in mind, okay? So if the car is in need of a multi-point inspection, you want to make sure it's going to be great for all that spring and summer driving you're doing, take it to Murray Certified Service Express starting April 1st and get that free gas gift card just for saying, hey, check it over for me. It's that easy. Okay, starting on the 1st. Hour and a half south of Brandon in beautiful Belcourt, North Dakota. Again, they would love to see you. The red carpet is rolled out for Canadians, regardless of what is happening in the media and between the politicians and the countries. Again, they completely understand if you'd rather stay a little closer to home, but they'd love to see you. And they're open 7 days a week, have that beautiful hotel there for you. And of course, the water park with 175 feet of water slides, a lazy river, which is pretty awesome, actually. Kids play area and of course, world-class entertainment with some big shows this summer and fall. Looking forward to hopefully seeing this stuff calm down a little bit. for July, because Rascal Flatts lead singer Gary is going to be performing in July, and we're really looking forward to that. So check out SkyDancerCasino.com. Also give them a follow on their Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, if you would. And our friends at Leon's, 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon, place for some awesome deals on furniture, appliances, and electronics, where the comfort sale continues. So if you can sleep on it, if you can lay on it, if you can sit on it, it's on sale, basically. 50% off select sofas, 50% off select clearance mattresses, and 50% off select beds at Leon's. Leon's is at 3635 Victoria Avenue, and you can check out the great selection of stuff at leons.ca. Lastly, on Whiskey Day, this is so cool. So Crown Royal, a couple of years ago, had a Super Bowl commercial. And in the Super Bowl commercial, they talked all about the great Canadian stuff. This is before a trade war. This is before any of that stuff was going on. And Dave Grohl was the one who is narrating it. And boy, is this timely to play now.
Today, let's thank Canada. Thank you for legends of music and heroes of comedy. Thank you for this heartthrob. Thank you, Canada, for peanut butter, for paint roller, and poutine. That's French fries with cheese and gravy. It's good. Thank you for creating the replay.
The walkie.
And the battery. The egg carton, the ironing board, the electric wheelchair, Hawaiian pizza, instant potatoes, canola oil, trash bags, and thank you for this.
Yeah.
Thank you for giving us hockey, basketball, and thank you for football.
What? No way.
Yeah. Look it up. Thank you, Canada.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you, Crown. Made in Manitoba.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here! Right now, get up to 80% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, seasonal decor, and way more. All at Wayfair. These are Wayfair's best deals of the year. From seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 80% off during Wayfair's Black Friday sale. Now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Family Dollar is in some financial problems. This is in the U.S. You see them in the U.S. I don't think we have any Family Dollars up here, but Dollar Tree owns them. They've dumped them. They've got enough dollar stores. We've got enough dollar stores around. And dollar stores are really struggling to keep their stuff at a dollar. We recently locally had a dollar store, a series of renovations that just got complete. In fact, it was just a week or two ago that Trey said, hey, come on, you got to check out this dollar store. It's huge. So we went and checked it out, and I walked in the dollar store, and I said, this isn't even a dollar store anymore. This, first off, the renovations were spectacular. It's a beautiful store. Looks fantastic. But dollar stores way back when used to be, you'd walk in, they were kind of these quaint little stores. They had maybe, I don't know, 8 to 10 shelves on them. They'd have a few canned goods. They have some gift stuff, some cheap toys, a lot of stuff made in China. It was a buck. It was a buck. It was a buck. And sometimes $2. You know, we had the loonies and the toonies, $1 or $2. That was great. I'm at the dollar store. I'm buying stuff for $1. Sometimes there'd be tax on the stuff. You'd pay the tax. You'd be on your way. Fast forward to 2025. I go to the dollar store, and it's not the dollar store anymore. So the renovation is so big, I said, this is rivaling like a small Walmart store now. And not just that, everything that you sell in here, what are you got lawnmowers in the dollar store now? Snowblowers? And guess what? They ain't a dollar.
The stuff in the dollar store ain't a dollar no more. So how can you be called a dollar store? They should change the name of the dollar store. Call it the cheap stuff store or plastic stuff store, or we used to be the dollar store store. You know what I mean? Old Chickie says everything but a dollar store is what it should be called. Family Dollar at least made sense, but it's the one that went broke. They had one of these, actually, before you hit the casino at Skydancer, Dunseith had a Family Dollar, but it was across the street from a Dollar General. And all all the good stuff. Kate, baby names. We're going to talk about that in a second here. But first, Elkhorn Resort Clarso Nordic Spa. Now, they're going to have their wine tasting night tonight at the Clarso. Now, weather permitting, if you are in the area, that's going to be kind of magical with the snow falling and the wine being poured. That would be the place to be in one of those beautiful tubs at the Elkhorn Resort Clarso Nordic Spa. But understandable if you can't make it or if travel gets a little bit hairy. But don't you worry. That resort, I mean, they're a 12-month a year resort, and they'd love to have you up there. Elkhornresort.mb.ca. And they've got packages there. So if you want to take in like the honeymooners package or the nature lovers package, they've got a package for everybody and every family. So staycations, you might want to check that out. Elkhornresort.mb.ca. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon, Westman's number one EV dealership. If you're looking at making the switch to an electric vehicle, you know how it is with technology. When it first comes out, it's expensive. It's hard to understand. There's different features that aren't exactly refined. But now, years later, the Blazer, the Silverado, the Hummer, the Equinox, it is all there for you to take for a test drive at Westman's number one EV dealership, Murray GM and Brandon, 1500 Richmond Avenue. And Sunrise Credit Union, they're going to be a part of this year's Royal Manitoba Winter Fair. Sunrise Breakfast is set for Monday at this year's fair. Once again, it will be at the Dome Building, and while you're there, you may want to ask about the $30,000 in your hand. Sunrise Credit Union has given away $30,000 with the low 3.89% residential mortgage rate. There is no better time to purchase a home and get a chance to win $30,000 than right now with our friends at Sunrise Credit Union. If you are thinking of flying into the United States later on this summer or anytime in 2025, you already know that bookings have been pulled back. WestJet has canceled two of its American routes. Flair Airlines has also canceled several of its routes to the United States. And we got this word this morning. Can you see this properly? If you're planning on flying from Canada into the United States later on this year and you want to take the trip, it's insanity what's happening for discounts right now. It's crazy. 70% off plus. Now, when I go shopping, I saw this with the Bay that's going out of business and they're having their sale. Going out of business, the Bay is Canada's oldest company. It has gone bankrupt after like 500 years in business. They make nice blankets, don't they? And they're closing out their stores. We had two in Manitoba, both in Winnipeg. One was at Polo Park. The other is at St. Vitale Center, and they're both closing. And so they've got sales going on. I'm like, ooh, closeout sale. Wonder how good this is going to be. 10 to 40% off. I'm like, okay, 40 is okay. 40 is okay. 50 is really good. You get my attention at 50. That means stuff is half price. When did the juices get flowing? I really start to lose my mind once it goes over 50%. I really do. I lose my mind. I start questioning whether or not I need these things. And they'll have an aisle that is dedicated to clearing out merchandise. And I will go down that aisle and there will be things that are 90% off. I literally stop the shopping cart. Do I need a Dora the Explorer ceiling fan? I might need a Dora the Explorer ceiling fan. I don't have any kids, small kids, but I have ceiling fans in my house and it had boots on it. Dora the Explorer's nice children's program. It's a fan, 90% off. You start questioning whether or not you actually need things at 90% off. Do I really need this? Who cares? It's just regular $100. It's on for 15 bucks. I'm buying it. So at 70% off, this is insanity. If you want to fly into the U.S. later on this year, 70 plus, cheap like borscht, we say in these parts. Yeah, it's going to be cheap. It's gonna be cheap. And I would think that it's not just that. I would think that even hotel stays in border communities. My friend Stephanie is going to be in town from Visit Minot next week for the Royal Manitoba Winter Fair. They were early on sponsors here on the Tyler Glenn Show, and I look forward to visiting with Stephanie. I can't wait to get the lowdown on her thoughts on what's going on, how it's impacting travel in North Dakota, what the numbers are like for Minot and Fargo and Grand Forks. And for those willing to take the trip, I don't even know the words to describe it. I guess if you are willing to ignore the headwinds is, I guess, the best way to describe it, because I have talked to a lot of people who have done some travel and they haven't encountered much of anything other than low numbers at the border. The lineups at the border just don't exist anymore. Going down or coming back, they have really slowed down. Traffic has essentially been cut in half at the land crossings. People are just not. And I think a lot of that has to do with those grocery shoppers that used to border hop, pick up stuff, or not just groceries, parcels, quick visits, coffees, lunches, stuff like that. Those quickie trips, I think have been, the quickie trips are on the outs. But people are still going for weekends. They're still going for overnights. They're still going for vacations. They're still doing that kind of stuff. But we are seeing a dramatic drop in summer and fall bookings on airlines. And that's why we're seeing some big discounts. So there could be more where that came from. Some food-inspired baby names. Yes, someone has named their child lasagna. I don't mind it. It's Italian. It's cheesy. It's delicious. Hey, lasagna. Oh, when you say it out loud. It's got to pass the call test. Hey, mayonnaise. Somebody named their kid mayonnaise. Cheese. Someone named their kid apple. Gwyneth Paltrow named her kid apple. Cinnamon. I know a cinnamon. Cinnamon McCashew over at the United Way. Cinnamon. That's a nice name. So maybe I have to rethink lasagna. Cinnamon, you know, but that passes the scream test. Pepsi. Oh, someone named their kid Pepsi. Is there a Coke? No, there's no Coca-Cola, but there's Pepsi. Someone named their kid Salmonella. Why would you do that? Some other weird baby names. How about some historic and pop culture disasters? Kruger? Why would you name your... Now, that it's a grocery store chain, but it's also a horror character. Freddy Krueger with the knives. Chucky? Osama, really? Come on. Voldemort? Really? Stalin? No. Adolf, are you crazy? Come on now. Is there a head cheese? No. My baba's name was Cornelia. Actually, that's very pretty. That is, and that's really unique. Yeah. Cindy says, she's the only person I know that has ever had that name. That's a very pretty name, actually. Cornelia. And unique. That's a good recommendation. I'll have to jot that down for my friend. But there is no one named Head Cheese. However, MJ had a cat named Pepsi. Someone named their kid hashtag. These are registered baby names. These are on birth certificates. Forever. Loser. Could the government stop that? There's no way. Loser and Winner are both registered baby names. Like, somebody has taken the word like from social media and called their baby like. Some other weird baby names. Princess Destiny Hope. That's kind of pretty, actually. Elizabeth. Not Elizabeth, but Elizabeth. Elizabeth seems a little too fancy for me. Marika. Or is it Marika or Merka? Hey, Merka. Merka, come over here, Merka. See, it only works if you got the southern accent, because otherwise it's Marika, which kind of sounds nice. But when you say Merka, Merka. America, come here, go whoop your butt. Zill says the worst baby names are names with apostrophes, especially when there's three apostrophes in the name. Parents can be ridiculous. I would agree. What about Kanner naming his kids? Oh, Kanye. North and East. Yeah, it's stupid. Names that didn't go with the last names. They should have rethought it. Anita with the last name Bath. The Kaholic family welcoming their brand new bouncing baby boy, Alan. In the Kaholic family, Kaholic, it's alcoholic. Why wouldn't you think these things through? Again, you have to say them out loud. You have to say, you know, if you're Shirley and Steve Dover and you want to have a child and his name is Bernard, and his name will be Benjamin Dover or Bernard Dover, but the kids are going to call him Ben. And with a last name like Dover, there's going to be problems. Same with the Butts family. And there are a lot of Butts. There's big Butts. There's small Butts. There's Butts everywhere. The Butts are all over. The Butts, there's clean Butts. There's dirty Butts. There's nice Butts. And there's mean Butts. There are Butts all over. B-U-T-T-S. So don't name your kid Harold. Dick Large. Dickie Dick. Oh, so, it's crazy. This is crazy. Dickie Dick, Dick Large. Tosh likes Dover. Tosha Dover. Derek says, I knew a guy in Yellowknife that won $10 million on the lottery, and his last name was Buckle. Winbuckle. Winner Buckle? Winner Buckle. What was his first name? Don't tell me his first name was Belt. Michael Hunt is a terrible name if he goes by Mike. Yes, do not do that. No. Although, that's a good joke. I don't think I've come across anybody in the Hunt family, but Butts is a big one. We have people, there's a couple of famous reporters up here, the last name Butts. Well, then the CTV National News, her last name is Butts. There's Butts everywhere. Don't do Harold. Some people have used sci-fi for inspiration. They've used Darth. They've used Yoda. They've used Neo. They've used Sonic. They've used Spock. Oh, my God. Then there's names that don't make sense. Danger, Legend, Blaze, Clover, Tornado, and Thunder. Holy man. But the worst name... I'm going to copy it, and I'm going to paste it. Donahoe? I'm pretty sure someone named their kid Murica. Now, well, and it's spelled M. No, it's spelled M-I-R. No, hang on a second. I've got it here. It's not spelled like that. It's Merica. M-E-R-I-K-A. As opposed to Murica, like you see on social media. This is the worst, apparently the worst baby name. A, B, C, D, E, and you pronounce it Absidi, Absidi. I think that's right up there with your password, right? A, B, C, D. Zumburn Bernice knew a guy named Harry Cox. You know, I just want to be in a supermarket near one of those phones that are on those pillars that, you could just like, attention Kmart shoppers, we're paging Harry Cox. If there's Harry Cox walking around the store, Harry Cox, we need you, Harry Cox. Harry Cox is needed. We are desperate for Harry Cox. We are desperate for Harry Cox because we need to locate you. That would be very fun. And just to see people like shopping, they've got their carts in there.
That man is talking about Eric Cox. Oh my God, that's so disgusting. What is wrong with him?
No, it's the guy's name is Harry. His last name is C-O-X. Harry Cox. It's not what you think it is. Just, it's okay. Listen, Grandma Sarah, it's going to be okay. I will not do that co-op. No, I will not. Only Joe Schmo from Idaho. Co-ops of Westman. Terrible segue. That's the worst segue of the week. You're at home here with your local co-ops. I'm excited to be at the Royal Manitoba Winter Fair on Tuesday with Co-ops of Westman, sampling our Tuesday Tasted Tuesday item. So be ready for the show on Tuesday for an exciting item that we'll test on the show in studio at the Beach Bunker. And then I'm going to be over at the Keystone Center from noon until one on Tuesday. But the co-ops crew is going to be at the top of the ramp, also sampling the Tasted Tuesday item the entire day from 9 until 4 as part of this year's Royal Manitoba Winter Fair. So it's going to be a little bit of fun next week. Looking forward to seeing you over at the fair. You're at home here with your local co-ops of Westman, whether that be Heritage Co-op, Pembina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, or Hamiota Co-op. At Auto Fashion, they will get your vehicle looking showroom new again. Yes, they can do paintless dent repair if you've got hail damage on your car. And it won't be long before we move from snow season to hail season. Remember our friends at Auto Fashion, because they will take care of you. They'll take care of your friends or family members. Or, you know, the insurance claims come in fast and furious, and these places get booked up quick. They had folks coming out of Winnipeg to get their vehicles repaired at Auto Fashion when there's a big hailstorm that comes through. So remember them for hail, for interior and exterior detailing, and taking care of anything regarding the look or smell of your vehicle. And you can check out their huge selection of services at autofashion.ca. 255 17th Street North in Brandon. Today, get some cinnamon buns. My daughter is hankering for some monster cookies. She loves those monster cookies. It's going to be one of those items you're going to want to have as part of your survival kit. In any Manitoba snowstorm is a giant sleeve of monster cookies on the ready, and maybe some cinnamon buns too. Kuiper's Family Bakery has all the great bakery items you're going to have to hunker down. Carb Headquarters. Oh, just so delicious. 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner, next to Tasty's. I can't believe someone would name their kid ESPN after the sports network. Or the Pig Family. P-I-G-G, and the first name is Ima. Ima. Really? Ima Pig? Ima Pig? Really?
Okay, kids, we want to talk about what you did this summer. So, Rhoda Dick,
if you would like to tell us what you did over the summer, Rhoda Dick.
It would be at that moment that I realized I was in the wrong classroom. Something weird was going on.
That is up there with I Need a Bath.
Eileen Dover, part of the Dover family. Brother was Ben, and the sister's name was Eileen. If I was a Dover and I had a boy and a girl, that's, you have to do that.
Thank you, Sunseekers. Have an amazing Thursday. Be careful, and we'll see you again tomorrow.
Doesn't pause when you're sick. Vaccines against respiratory illnesses can help protect you and give you more playtime with your best friend. Depending on age and health status, vaccinations for flu, COVID-19, RSV, or pneumococcal infection may be recommended. Vaccines can help keep you from having a rough time. Learn more at cveep.org/vaccines-protect. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and CVEEP, fighting infectious respiratory disease.